Last time on Why Can't We Be Wizards?
Currently, the doomsday clock is at -3.
That can end poorly.
Cool.
Oh, wait, no, it can. It's like half the time.
So you're leaving the doomsday of a political outcome
in the hands of children.
The roll of a dice and in the hands of children.
Are you ready for this afternoon's meeting?
Yes. Are you?
I've read the novel today.
Excellent. What a surprise. I have a lot to say, but I don't want to say it all now. We got to save it for our meeting.
If you want to talk to them, you should, but I don't think they'll just twist my words.
Then I'll say your words for you. Write down what you want to be said, and they'll come out of my mouth.
Do you want to tell my story? What appears to be an extensively researched project. I have to ask one very important question. Why?
When objects can carry themselves, then people won't have to carry things, and they make useful servitors, and...
Yeah, so speaking of the power of the press, are you interested in having either of us talk to you to publish?
I need you to roll convince.
So I rolled an 8+1.
Hello, listeners. This is the voice actor for Allison. On this podcast, we try to create an inclusive world for the fans that they would be proud of. And along this line, I wanted to let you all know that I'm trans non-binary and my name is Elliot. I'm excited to see how Allison and I grow in the coming years.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
We all knew. Yeah. But we're so excited for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for all the love and support.
Anytime. You are great.
Alrighty. Wizards.
So yeah, you guys want to go be wizards again?
Yes. Wizards.
Yes.
So before we get started, do we want to go over level ups and relationship changes?
Yes.
Of course you want to go over it, Skylar.
First, that was really cute. I liked that. So, Skylar / me is learning that art is magic and has 3 levels up, and they're going to be good at
magic. Oh my gosh. Art.
So, okay.
How?
My first, you know how. Don't even ask.
3 entire levels up?
I challenge a fan to go back and count these experience
points. I know, right?
Are you calling me a liar? I am insulted.
Well, also, some things get cut sometimes, and so I don't know if someone can actually do that.
That's true.
And of course, we just cut all the times that Skylar gets a bunch of experience points.
Honestly, I don't think anyone cares enough to check. But I am not lying.
You're saying you failed 15 rolls?
I mean, it's been a while since we leveled up. But I failed 4.
It's been like 4 episodes since we've
actually
done level
ups. Okay, now Mike is calling me a liar. I am very insulted.
Well, I believe you. I'm just very impressed, to be honest.
Okay.
You just roll a lot.
Yeah, I do. I like rolling. You know me.
Yeah, we even have a t-shirt designed around it.
Exactly. Do I roll for that? So my first level up is I am switching my anxious to selectively dismissive. Skylar is getting a little more stubborn, I think. That's why I'm getting rid of the anxious. And I think they're getting more comfortable with just doing what they want to do. And then selectively dismissive is coming from them selectively dismissing Leo, which is a work in progress. So that's one of my negative traits now. And my second level up is going to be lowering my body score from -1 to -2 because of all that chocolate, and raising my magic from 1 to 2 because art is magic. And then for my third level up, I also want to level up my heart from 1 to 2. So sorry, body.
-3 body.
I'll just be like super bad at anything physical.
Yeah, welcome to the physical comedy group, part of the group.
You're just gonna be super clumsy.
Yeah, no, maybe like, you know, maybe something's developing, who knows. So my body is gonna turn to -3 and the level up is complete for Skylar.
All right, any relationship changes?
Oh yeah. Oh, totally. My Felicity is at 1. I would like to up it to 2.
Oh.
Yeah, because she's like, I've really bonded with her through book club. And then I'm going to change Leo from a -1 to a 0.
Why?
Well, because time has been passing, and I think that time helps when something bad has happened to you and you've had time to deal and process it. And I think Skylar has been doing a lot of dealing and processing with things. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, Kevin, it's still a zero.
Yeah, Leo still needs to earn some true forgiveness.
Yeah, so those are my two relationship changes.
Okay, who's next?
I am going to take a minus one with Felicity. I don't think her and Freya get along, and I don't think Freya makes that, you know, unclear.
Yeah, no, I got it.
So Leo and Allison have been working really hard off screen on our make a spell project. Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of bonded a little bit. So I'm going to move from a one to a two with Leo.
It's funny. I was actually going to say the same exact thing. I think Leo's also going to move to a two with Allison.
I think that I am going to improve my relationship by one with Teresa, third year Hufflepuff. After our great conversation last time.
Great conversation.
That went so well.
Is this your perception of the relationship? Like, do you perceive the relationship to be better? Or the relationship not any different?
Off screen, the relationship has improved.
Oh, I'm imagining. Okay, so because you did like ask her out on a date, kind of, right? Or I guess she asked you out on a date.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Like, how'd that go?
I think good. I think that it went well. Well, in the way that they had some deep emotional conversations about being werewolves. You know, maybe I know more about their family. It's not like we're an item or anything. We're just friends.
Oh, okay, so you're not going out like on a second date.
I'm not sure how she thinks that it went. But for Caleb, it went quite well. He got to talk to another person who shared his struggles.
Did they both think of it as a date?
Definitely not.
Well, who didn't think it was a date?
Right.
Oh, it was Caleb.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to roll two dice to find out how this date went from Teresa's perspective.
In the true spirit of this show.
And I think I was going to give you a plus one because it seemed like you had some like nice things to say to Teresa. But the fact that you didn't think it was a date makes it also you get a minus one. So it cancels out to zero. So we're starting at zero and I'm going to roll 2d6. Oh, it was a 10. Rolled a 10. So complete success.
Complete success. The date
went well. Teresa does want to go out with you again.
Wow.
Nice.
Went well, but it could have gone very poorly.
Kind of like our first date. I consider that a date, and you did. That happened in real life.
Art imitates life.
Freya.
Yes.
You are standing in a very large open atrium. The floor, as well as the rounded walls, they're all this like very ornate but old stonework. Torches line the walls, but despite their flickering light, it seems like this place is dank and dark. You're standing, and when you look behind you, you see a hazy group of people. Their faces are kind of swimming in and out of focus, but it feels like those people are kind of like your friends. Like, you kind of make out Leo at one point. Skylar seems like they are definitely there. And as you turn back, facing forward across from you, you see another group of people all standing shoulder to shoulder. They're more in focus. In fact, you immediately recognize one of them as your father. And he's wearing these striking bright red robes. And immediately to his left is none other than Derry Farlighter. But it's not just them. There's a bunch of other people. One of them you also recognize. It's Doug Mirkwood. He's somehow even mangier looking than last time. There's also a few other more menacing looking people standing near Doug. You see a man who looks almost like translucent, like his skin, you can kind of see through it, almost like an invisibility cloak that is losing its luster. A woman who is wearing a bandana over her eyes and holding a throwing knife in one hand. And there's a few other people equally menacing looking who are harder to make out. As you're kind of standing there looking at all these people, you see your dad and he says, Freya, dear, you must have known in the back of your mind that it would come to this. Come on now, you know what you have to do. Come, join me. And he holds out his hand.
No. No. No, this isn't right. Freya, like, slaps his hand out of the way.
He pulls his hand back, looks aghast at you, and says, look, putting your transgression aside, what makes you think that you're the arbiter of what is good and right and what is wrong? Do you have any idea what it is that you're doing right now?
You know, Father, I don't. But the fact that you're with that man, and I point to Doug, tells me all I need to know about what you think of me.
Oh, it comes to this. Look, I won't lie, we've made mistakes. I've made mistakes, yes. You've made mistakes as well. But you're not a mistake. I get it. Freya, Skylar was a mistake.
He tried to kill me.
Yes, and I'm aware of that. It's all... He wasn't... Look.
I don't care what you have to say now.
It doesn't matter. It's not your fault that you came out perfect. I get that. I really do. But you have a gift. And you are everything that we need. You know that. I know that. We all know that. And we need you to use it. It doesn't matter what happened here tonight. I'll forgive you if you forgive me and you forgive all of them. But what matters is that you shake off these foolish and frivolous chains and come to see things for what they really are. Now get over here.
No, I refuse. And I turn around and run towards the figures that looked like my friends.
You see your dad's head just drop a little bit. And Derry nods. And then that group of unsavory looking fellas all start running towards you. And as this, you see this knife just like twirling and heading for your back. And just before it strikes you, with a snap, you wake up.
No.
What's the problem? Skylar jumps out of their bed and whips out their wand.
Freya, like...
Who's there?
Fumbles around and, like, gets up and starts looking for her dreamless sleep that she's been using.
I cast Lumos. Do I roll for it?
Yeah, roll
and
magic.
And that's how you do it. I failed. Bam.
Oh, but it's a first-year spell.
First-year spell.
Wait. No, you're right. So that's I rolled a 4 plus 2, so it's 6, and then...
It's a first-year spell, so...
Oh, okay, so 9. Lumos!
The light kind of flickers in and out of focus, and it takes you a moment to fumble around in the room. Eventually, you manage to find that vial, and it is bone dry. It is empty.
Need some more?
Yeah, I do, and Freya's, like, shaking.
Come on, let's go to Professor Preston and see if he has some extra. We can use Caleb's map.
Yeah, but it's the middle of the night.
That's the best time for adventures.
Skylar, I don't know if I can... I had a really bad dream.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I think I need to.
Skylar sits next to you.
My father was asking me to, I think, use my powers for him, for something. And Doug was there, and your father was there. I kept telling him no, and he kept telling me I didn't understand, and that I... something about being perfect, and that they needed me.
Well, do you think your dad needs you for something?
I don't know. I've never told him about my dreams. I don't know if it's because of that.
Maybe would you feel better if you could talk to your dad?
I don't know. I don't know if... I don't even know where I was.
Did anything else happen?
Well, I ran away, and then all these people started chasing me, and I think one of them tried to attack me.
Whoa.
Because I told them no.
Do you want a hug?
Yeah.
You know, like when you're sitting next to someone sideways, I give you like a sideways hug, but it's really tight.
Thanks. I think we should tell the others about this too.
Okay. Like at breakfast or on our way down to breakfast?
Yeah. I think I'll be fine for the rest of the night. I don't think I can sleep again anyway, but I definitely...
Do you want to help me with my project?
Sure.
I mean, you're up. So Skylar pulls out all these little papers.
Freya just like starts like giggling a little and has like the widest smile on her face.
Sleep deprivation. Yes, Skylar goes to their case, opens it up, and pulls out a bunch of papers. I've been starting to draw portraits of our classmates, and you see they pull out one of them as Jonas, one of them is Caleb, one of them is Teddy. I haven't asked their permission yet, but tomorrow I was going to, of course, and if they don't want to, I'm going to rip these up into shreds before anyone else sees them. But I'm making portraits of our classmates, and then I can charm their portraits to say their stories, and then we're going to pass them out in Hogsmeade and stuff.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Skylar.
Awesome. Here, and I hand you some papers. And I just put, like, all my art supplies between us so we can work together.
I think I am going to draw, actually, where I was. Ooh, during that dream.
That's good. Here, I give you a blank sheet of paper that's bigger than all these smaller pieces.
Yeah. Freya thinks for a second and starts drawing the
and you roll for it.
Atrium. Okay
bam.
This is not metagaming. No,
it's fine.
Well, I failed.
Yay, just as you planned. Did it.
Just six. As planned. Wait, that means you get to level up next time.
All right. Yeah, so exactly. What does it look like?
I was trying to draw like an atrium, but I think I chose the wrong medium, so I chose like charcoal. And it just looks like a giant black blob.
Skylar doesn't want to insult, so they look and they're eating chocolate, by the way, while we're painting. And they say, that looks really good. Here, you can use these watercolors if you want. And I slide my watercolors over to you.
Yeah, maybe this wasn't the best, and I just like throw the charcoal to the side.
At dawn, you both get up, leave your dormitory, and head down to the common room, where you find the rest of the group already sleepily getting ready to head down to breakfast.
Everyone, huddle. Huddle.
Allison huddles.
Sky's this is just, normal.
Like, waving their like their hands for everyone to come near.
Wizard yeah. Huddle. Do this roll is going to be that? Good.
Oh man, it's
there
like a
you
heart
go.
Shot, right?
You're learning.
I feel like it's like the high fives, you know? Do we get it right?
Huddle wow, magic. I'm
sorry, wait, hold on. Describe getting a huddle wrong.
You know, obviously
we make a triangle instead of a square.
Or like, you know, like how someone will go to put their arm over top of the other one, but yeah. The other sure. One's trying to put their arm over top, like one person has to put their arm
oh,
underneath.
Oh wow, it says yeah. Here on my sheet that I have a +8 to huddle.
Yeah.
See, what I was thinking is that if we failed, we all just, like, clank heads together on accident.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Kevin's, I'm sure, just so like, shaking
rolling?
His head.
Are we rolling for this?
Well, if all five of you roll, that's a guarantee that someone's going to fail.
Yeah.
It's gonna
so,
be
yes,
me.
Obviously.
That's where the comedy comes in.
I got
show,
negative
right?
Three body. It's going to be me.
I got...
No. Oh, no.
Wait, hold on.
Body
no.
For this?
No, if we've established that huddles are magic, apparently.
Oh, okay.
We're just huddle magic. Now, then it's a magic roll.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I rolled a 13.
11.
So.
I got an 8.
I got a 9.
I got a 7, but I think, like, with all my bonuses with all my friends, it's a 9.
Oh, yeah.
We all succeed on huddle magic.
Yeah, I think we succeed on
huddle. Oh, huddle magic's in my spell bank, so I got a +5.
All right, you guys are going to huddle.
All right, I just look.
Sorry,
Kevin. I look at Freya.
I hope it's great audio, too.
And Kevin just takes all that out. Useless. Useless. This means nothing.
This is what happens when we record during the day.
That. Yeah.
I think I think the consequences of all of you doing that whole time mean that like Dakota is also just in this huddle. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's just such a long.
Get
commotion.
In here, Dakota.
Dakota just got trapped.
Yeah. Not happy about it.
Do they
there.
Say anything?
Yeah. Dakota's just like, you guys do this a lot.
It's like a Tuesday.
Yeah,
it is. It is. It's actually more like a Wednesday.
Huddle Wednesday?
Middle of the week, hump day.
Anyway, so once everybody gets in this huddle, I kind of like look at everybody, So I had a dream. My father, Derry Farlighter, your dad, and I point to Caleb.
Caleb visibly, like, shakes.
And a number of scary-looking individuals, to be frank, need me for something. And I think it has to do with my power. And in my dream, my father was asking me to join them.
But Freya, don't your dreams come true sometimes?
Well, if that's the case, when I say no, people are going to start chasing me and attacking me.
Oh no.
Hopefully this one doesn't come true.
Well, it sounds like we should be prepared for it too, though.
Well, yeah. It also sounds like my dad is working for their campaign.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
If that's true, we've got to stop him.
Yeah.
If anyone knows where Doug is, it's Crime House.
But has he gone back to Crime House? I feel like we would have known that. We were there on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, Crime House doesn't kiss and tell usually.
Does Crime House kiss?
Doesn't have lips. So.
That seems like a good quality for a house.
Crime House is able to have lips.
Are they just like splintery lips? Like,
you don't want to see Crime House's lips.
Fair. Yeah, they didn't even eat my... I made everyone brownies, remember? Didn't even eat my brownies.
Well, maybe he doesn't have a stomach.
Oh, wait. No, Crime House totally took some of those brownies during the party. They, like, took half the tray. It just disappeared into the wall. I mean, it's not going to eat them. It's just going to sell them later.
Well, when I wiped the brownie on the wall, he said, don't do that. He was, like, mad.
Yeah, you were damaging the goods.
Oh, no.
Oh. I don't even want to imagine
how he wants wall brownie.
I mean, that's true. No one wants
the secret to Crime House is that he's actually extremely capitalist.
Right. Which is why he wouldn't tell us if Doug was there unless we had something we could give Crime House. Also, everyone keeps gendering Crime House as he. Crime House is a house. Has no gender. True.
Yeah, you're right.
Skylar just remembered something.
Oh.
While we're huddled, do you remember when we were in the woods and there were like the political pamphlet manifestos against Muggles that we saw that I think belonged to your dad, Caleb?
Yeah.
Well, I remember seeing something like on the ground and I tried looking for it and I wasn't able to find it. But do you think, you know, since it's light out, it would still be there?
I mean, that was 2 years ago, Skylar. I kind of doubt it.
Yeah. You're right. It's probably gone by now.
Was that when Freya and I were out on an adventure?
Yeah, I think so.
And then you all went looking for us, but then you got lost in the woods. Oh, yeah. It's all coming back now. But I don't think those are still there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, Freya, wait a minute. You're having these dreams. Does that mean you haven't been drinking that dreamless sleep?
Yeah, I ran out of it. I guess I just forgot to make more in potions, but I ran out at a very inopportune time.
Wait a second. Skylar's gonna leave the huddle.
What?
Oh, bye.
Bye.
What's wrong?
What?
They want to go to... I just need to check something real quick. Can I pull out my... oh, no, wait. I threw it in the trash. Quick, Caleb, can I borrow your potions book?
My potions book?
Yeah.
I have a system where I'm only carrying 3 books on me at a time now. My potions book is back up in the room.
Does anyone else have their potions book?
Yeah, I have mine.
Okay, let me see it.
Sure, I take my potions book and hand it to Skylar.
Can I see, like, is our book, like, by grade or level of difficulty? Because I want to know if Skylar wants to know if Professor Preston assigned this sleeping potion way too early in the curricular, like, on purpose because of Freya, or if it makes sense that we would be learning it now.
So it both does and does not make sense because it is a third year kind of potion, but you never did potions.
Yeah, no, it was never.
So, like, that's really hard for you.
Sure.
As third years who've never done potions before. So maybe.
Huh. Okay, Skylar closes the book and just voices their suspect at Freya.
Wait, but that would imply that Professor Preston knows about my dreams and wanted me to stop having them.
Well, who else knows about your dreams?
I mean, us.
Wait, but you told the headmaster, right?
Yeah, but he didn't believe me.
Well, he still told him.
That's true.
I think it's safe to assume that he's probably in contact with this evil political campaign.
He wasn't there, right? In my dream.
In your dream, no, he was not.
Okay. I mean, he wasn't there in this.
Well, you didn't tell your parents ever about your dreams.
No.
What if they want you for something that's not the dreams, Freya?
Freya is the key, remember? They said that in our first year.
But
I know it's dark, but what if they wanted to use you as a martyr? If they can't show how you're good for the campaign by being a loving daughter, you could be a sacrifice to their political egos.
Ugh, but that's dark.
My father wouldn't do that. He made it sound like we could forget about... He was trying to get me to forget that Doug had tried to kill me. He said that if I could forgive that, then he could forgive what I did.
What are your thoughts, Dakota?
I'm sorry, maybe I'm a little lost. Are we trying to say that Professor Preston is evil?
I mean,
I don't know. It just seemed...
I don't think so.
It just made me think that it was maybe a little... what's the word?
Convenient?
Yeah.
Well, okay, and I hate this. I know that Professor Preston is your favorite, but is it possible that maybe he's just incompetent?
Yeah.
How dare
somebody
you?
Somebody was using him?
It is, it's alarming how many plot points we have based on brewing potions when we have no real potion education whatsoever.
He's the best!
I mean, why don't we go ask him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we trust Professor Preston to a certain degree, right? I mean, let's not tell him about my dreams, but let's, you know, ask why he chose that potion when it seems like it would be later on in the year.
Yeah, you're right. I'm probably just being suspicious.
I mean, I think it's a fair thing to think, Skylar. I don't know. I honestly welcomed not having dreams for a while, and I don't know what not having them really did.
Yeah, well, I think I like your idea. Just communicate and ask.
I feel like you can't hide from them, though. They're still there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, if we're gonna go on this adventure, that's cool. We can go find Professor Preston. We do have Defense Against the Dark Arts in like a half an hour, so.
Oh shoot! I still need to do the homework for that.
Well, I'll go if you want to do that instead, Skylar. It's only a question. I'm sure Professor Preston will be quick about it.
Okay.
I'm done with my homework. Should I stay and help you with yours or go with Freya?
Oh, you go with Freya because you can help locate, Skylar winks, Professor Preston.
Oh.
Oh. That, yes.
Yeah, I can. Let's do it.
I solemnly swear you're good at that stuff.
Oh, because of that weird map you guys have.
Wait, what? Who told him?
I mean, you guys are pulling me into these huddles a lot. So.
All right. What happens in the huddle stays in the huddle.
You got that, right? Dakota?
I didn't tell anyone. Yeah. I'm not a snitch.
Good.
Right, right.
Well, except about the thing that we talked about earlier.
Wait, what?
Never mind. It's
what?
Fine.
I squint my eyes at Dakota.
We're going to have to start rolling worse than huddles.
Yeah, you know, because we just talked about it, and Leo, I didn't know who wasn't in the circle was not allowed to know certain things. I thought everything was on the table in the group.
All right, huddle within a huddle. No.
Huddle-ception.
Oh, roll huddle magic?
No. Nope.
Not doing that again. The last time we did that, we got Dakota. Not bad.
All right.
Actually pleasantly happy with that.
We're on a time limit. There's only a half an hour before Defense Against the Dark Arts class.
Okay, you so, guys yeah. go.
Freya, let's go find let's Professor go. Preston.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Freya.
As they're walking away, I pull Freya into a second smaller huddle. I just pull her aside. Hey, Freya, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
I just wanted to check because it kind of seems like this is a lot. You know, these dreams, they take a lot out of you sometimes, and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They do. I'm okay, Leo. I'll be okay. And Freya turns and runs away.
And now, a word from our wizard sponsors.
Welcome to the semi-centennial Ultimate Wizard Spelling Bee! Came to spell homunculus? How about gorgonzola?
Spatulas!
Can you use spatula in a sentence?
The muggle used the spatulas with great grace and strength.
Can I have a definition?
I believe it is a muggle wooden instrument used by cobblers.
Compete against your favorite spellers and win the prize of 1,000,000 trips to Mars!
Your next word is motherboard.
M-O-T-H-E-R-B-O-R-D?
Correct! Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Spell it! Abracadabra. Handkerchief. Oncology. Pistachio.
Parmesan.
Beignet. The English spelling, please.
Participate in the parcel tongue bonus round.
S-S-S-H-S-S.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. It was S-S-S-H-S-S-S-H-S-S.
The semi-centennial ultimate wizard spelling bee. Come see the magic of English.
Hi, everybody. It's Kevin, your resident Potter nerd. So, I want to get one really, really, really important thing straight. There is no Y in Slither. S-L-I-T-H-E-R. Like, I get it. You went to Hogwarts, but you would think that England's reigning spelling champion would know that. I can't believe I bet 35 galleons on her. Ugh. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Why Can't We Be Wizards? As I always do, I want to thank all of you so much for listening and supporting the show. Thank you for talking about the show online, tweeting about the show with the hashtag WhyNotWizards, and generally just telling everyone you know about it. It really means a lot to us. So please, if you haven't already, please come check out our Discord server. You should be able to find an invite to that on our link tree or in the episode description. So, we are coming up on the end of season 3. I think we're shooting for 3 or maybe 4 more episodes at most for this one. And after that, we are going to do another behind-the-scenes, after-season Q&A-style episode with the cast. So, with that, I am once again reaching out to y'all to send us questions about this season or the show in general. And once again, if you would like your voice to be featured on the show, please reach out to us with an audio recording of your question. So, as always, I want to thank Table Story for our awesome game system, Witchcraft and Wizardry. Please check them out. They are great. Okay, that's everything for me this week. We will be back in 2 weeks on January 28th. And with that, let's get back to the show. Okay, so most of you guys are heading to Professor Preston's office.
Well, we were going to consult the map.
Which could involve a roll.
Exactly. Search.
That's not a move in this game.
You made us roll the last time we looked at that map, Kevin.
Maybe it could be notice something.
Roll investigation, yeah.
Yes, you can roll notice something.
All right. I'd like to not just look for Preston then. I'd like to look over the map in general and try to like see if anything is odd this morning. And I got a 9+3.
Okay. So is there anything in particular that you're looking for that's out of place? I mean, it seems like a pretty normal day at school.
It's a professor check. Where are all the professors and what are they doing? Describe their locations and positions.
All of them?
Oh, okay. Let's
Caleb
list all
very
the professors.
Tactically minded. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're specifically looking for Preston. Also, I'd kind of like to know where Pritchard and...
Fessel
are, yeah.
Yeah.
Any visitors to the castle?
Wow, there's so many questions here. Okay,
Kevin, you gave us this map. I don't know what you expected.
So Professor Preston is in his office. Professor Pritchard is currently in the Great Hall. Seems like conversing with Professor Wigglefin. Professor Fessel is actually in his office. And it seems like there actually is somebody else in his office with him who you're not familiar with. Somebody named Tyke Murley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a handsome guy.
Wait, who's Tyke Murley?
It's Mike.
Oh,
it's
Mike Turley.
Oh no!
In from another dimension.
Oh man, Charlotte!
I like wrote it down. You guys are making jokes. I did not get it.
So wait, Leo is just me when I was a kid. Is this just me at 32 walking in, like?
No, it's you at 64.
The Marauder's map isn't three-dimensional?
You can't tell?
I guess that's fair.
We're not going to investigate that. We're going down to Professor Preston's office.
Yes, we're going to Professor Preston. That was an Easter egg.
But we're going to be on the lookout for this Tyke guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we're going to Professor Preston.
Professor Preston's office down in the dungeons attached to his classroom. This place is like... It is depressing. It is drab, boring, colorless. And even Professor Preston, who normally is a very excitable guy, seems sluggish and lethargic as he opens his door. And he says, "Hello, what can I do for you?"
Professor Preston, we had a question. At the beginning of the year...
If this is about the homework... I do not know. Seriously,
no.
I don't know.
No. It's not about the homework.
He just doesn't know.
It's not about the homework, sir.
Okay.
Shouldn't you have, like, answer keys or something, though? It's not a big deal.
It's usually the back of the textbook.
So, at the beginning of the year, we made Dreamless Sleep. And we were looking through the textbook, and we saw that that is actually more of an advanced third year potion. And I guess we were just wondering why you chose for us to learn that one so early.
Question about the curriculum. First I must ask, who sent you?
No
who
one?
Sent you?
We're just curious.
Who do you work for?
Can I try to read between the lines?
We're 13.
Ooh, that's a good roll.
Yeah, roll read between the lines.
This...
Are you wearing a wire?
I got a 10 minus 2. It's an 8.
So with an 8, you can still ask one question.
Yeah. Are they telling the truth about the sleeping potion that they just randomly put it in the front?
Yeah, your insight tells you that nothing Professor Preston is saying right now is a lie. He's being honest.
Wait, but did he say that it was random?
I'm just saying, generally, in this moment, Professor Preston does not seem like he is lying to you about anything. He's an honest dude.
So, Professor, I mostly just wanted to know because I've been taking that potion to help me sleep.
You seem like a straight shooter, so I will be straight with you. I am following the paper.
What paper?
And he walks over to his desk and he opens up a drawer and pulls out a piece of paper and hands it to you. And it's clearly like a curriculum that was given to him by someone else.
Oh.
Who gave you that?
I see.
Who gave me this?
Yeah.
The school. The school gave me this. They say I am unfit. I am unfit. Who? Me. After all my years of service, I am unfit.
It's the new headmaster. He's messing everything up.
But
do not say his name.
But that would mean that he knows about a thing. Did the headmaster make this?
We do not.
One
say
more question about
his
the headmaster,
name.
And I must ask you to leave.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't worry, Professor Preston. We're gonna stop him. Get you your real job back.
Are we?
I mean, are
we doing that?
Yeah, we're definitely doing that.
Are we signing up for that?
We got a lot of priorities right now.
That just seems like I don't want to take on that responsibility.
We cannot keep this guy as our headmaster. he will just continue to ruin our lives and our professor's lives.
Anyway, thanks. I guess we'll get out of your hair and stop talking about him.
Phil, I will see you in class.
All right, see you in class.
Bye.
Good day.
Alrighty, we gotta run. Defense against the Dark Arts.
Yeah, and I'm there already.
Vessel totally did that potion on purpose.
Yeah, I think he might have.
I mean, it did seem to help you, right? Maybe he...
Yeah, but I didn't know anything that was going to happen. What? And now it... I mean, it's not too late, but it could have been. What if I kept, you know, taking that potion all year and didn't know that my dad and your dad were teaming up?
I mean, we still don't know they're teaming up. I mean, highly likely. Correlated.
I hate to say this, but maybe you just need to have more dreams. I mean, if you're comfortable.
Freya, like, winces at that idea.
So, as you guys head to class, I need... Well, yeah, why don't all of you roll notice something?
Notice something.
I'm already in the class. Do I roll still?
Yeah, you can roll as well.
Seven plus three.
I rolled 2 ones.
Well done.
I got a 9.
Guys, I'm doing it.
11.
I got a 10.
Anybody who got a mixed success or a complete success noticed suddenly all over the halls of Hogwarts, there have begun to appear a bunch of flyers, leaflets, campaign posters, and just general paraphernalia in support of Derry Farlighter, just all over the school.
Can we burn them?
Does it look like it's stuff we should be taking down? Or is it like, is this official? Or does someone just slap a bunch of these here haphazardly?
Why don't you read between the lines?
That's so weird. Yeah. We don't even vote.
All these rolls. Oh my god, it's a 10 minus 2.
Okay.
Oh my wizard god.
You can ask one question.
Are these school sanctioned?
Like, are you asking, did someone from the school itself put them up?
Like, are these allowed to be here? Like, if this was an official club sanctioned activity, then I probably shouldn't take them down because the professor's okayed it. But if these are just like propaganda graffiti, I'm allowed to propaganda graffiti right back. In Caleb's mind.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not just propaganda graffiti.
Oh. Someone in the admin allowed the students to put these up. Do they have a little Dolores Umbridge stamp of who allowed it?
No, they don't. But anyway, as you're pondering that, you make your way into the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom.
Over here! I wave you over. I have saved seats for all of you.
Wait, who's our Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher?
We haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
As you all sit down for class, a very tall, muscular man who's completely like shaved bald walks into the classroom. This is Professor Rupert Tank.
He's a tank.
And he's got like he doesn't have robes on. He's just got his sleeves rolled up. And he puts his wand away as he walks in. It seemed like he was about to provide like some kind of practical lesson, but he sees all of you like whispering loudly and looking concerned, at least over in the group of Ravenclaws in the room. And he walks towards you and he says, oh, class, what's wrong? You all look like you've got permanent poopy face.
I don't think it's permanent.
I look at your faces. Doesn't look like you got poop on there.
It's a turn of phrase.
Yeah, here at Hogwarts, we just wizard that stuff away.
Yeah.
It's not, again, it's not meant to be literal.
Like, we clean ourselves, Professor.
You seem upset. Yes, I know you clean yourself. Yep. No, I just meant you seem upset.
Is that like a muggle expression? Is this guy?
Stop being weird.
Yeah, I guess we're upset. I look around the group with a shrug.
Well, I personally am confused why there's a bunch of political flyers all over the school right now.
Yeah, how do they get there? And should we make our own, like, counter-protest for Granger?
In the back of the class, you hear Barney just yell, like, 'cause they're awesome, man.
But we don't even vote, Barney.
Shut up.
That was Tank. A really good comeback,
He's
Sky.
He's got us there.
Professor Tank kind of just like shrugs off. The Gryffindor is kind of whooping and howling. And he looks back at you guys and he says, well, look, you know, politics is serious. I don't want to downplay it, but you know, if you're concerned or upset or whatever, we can talk about strategies for coping.
Isn't it a rule though not to bring politics into school though?
I mean, I don't. Sorry, I apologize. Yes, I understand. It's not really that cool, but it is happening, right? And sometimes in life, things that we don't like that aren't good happen, and we got to deal with them, right?
Yeah.
Are you just telling us to suck it up and deal?
We do have to
deal
with it.
No, I'm not telling you to suck it up and deal. I'm saying let's come up with strategies for handling situations. Hmm. That's what Defense Against the Dark Arts really is, right? I mean, yeah, the world would be better if there just weren't dark wizards who did some pretty awful stuff. And there weren't creatures that could just kill you in your sleep. But those are real. And there's not anything we can do about it except be prepared for it. So, you know what? How about this? Today, we'll talk about some situational awareness. Maybe that'll help to kind of get our heads in the zone of how do I deal with stuff that I can't control? That sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. And he walks back to the front of the class, opens up his desk, and pulls out a round, glowing object. It kind of looks like you guys ever play that game in a pool where like you like crack a little ring and it glows in the dark when it's under the water and then you go diving for them.
Oh yeah,
like a glow stick.
Okay,
they're like glow sticks.
Yeah, it's like a glow stick diving ring.
Yeah,
it basically looks exactly like one of those, but it glows a lot brighter than a glow stick would. And he holds it up and he says, "Does anybody know what these are?"
Ooh. I automatically succeed on my read about that and throw my hand up in the air like a true Hermione Granger.
Can I just roll I read about that and not automatically succeed?
Oh, yeah. No. Go ahead. I give you the roll.
I rolled a 6-7 on I read about it.
Okay. So on a mixed success, you know the name of this thing, but you don't really know what it does. You know that these are Billy Bimberson's Unbreakable Bounding Bracelets.
Okay, I say that out loud.
Yeah. I'm not gonna fall for your trap there, Kevin. I say that.
No, I'll say it again.
Billy Bimberson's Unbreakable Bouncing Bracelets.
Very close.
Allison's mouth was moving, but it was Kevin's voice.
Professor Tank holds it up and it says, yes, correct. These are Billy Bimberson's unbreakable bounding bracelets.
Those are Billy Bimberson's unbreaking bounding bracelets.
Billy Bimberson's unbreakable bounding bracelets.
Right, and so Allison, can you tell me what these do?
They are bracelets that are unbreakable and they bond people together.
That's about 25% correct.
I raise my hand.
Skylar. Yes.
And I say exactly what the definition is in the wizard dictionary, and then I get house points. Yeah, boy! Ravenclaw!
Ravenclaw!
Because you automatically succeed.
I feel like you don't get house
but
points.
They only work on Billy Bimberson.
What? I got an answer right.
But that's like up to the professor. They could be like, no, you're too snappy.
Yeah, I'm telling Kevin, give me points.
You can't just say give me points.
Yeah.
He will, though. He will.
Okay, So if you can see my face right now. Skylar explains, basically, Dementors are illegal now because those weren't okay. But they still need a way to deal with the fact that there are wizards that need to go to prison. And so they come up with a replacement for murder demons, basically. These are basically, it's a bracelet that you put around someone's arm. And when you do that, the wizard is unable to channel magic.
Whoa.
That is an extreme thing that I didn't want invented, but now it is.
Yeah, who invented that, Professor?
Billy Bimberson did, actually. And by the way, 10 points to Ravenclaw.
Yes! As I ask who invented it, the name is in the title.
Yeah, it's right there on the tin.
Yeah.
And he says, so, unfortunately, these things are not great, right? Taking people's magic away? There's not a lot of good reasons to do something that terrible. But we've got Alohomora and we've got other stuff that really kind of prevents us from just putting bad people away in cells because they can just escape pretty easily, right? So this is an unfortunate alternative. But these things, before they got regulated by the government, people could just buy them. So they exist out in the world. And it's possible that someone could use something like this for unsavory purposes.
Wait, are you about to teach us how to break out of them if we're ever in jail?
Well, yes, that is what, yes, that's explicitly what I am saying.
Sounds illegal?
Well, legal, not legal, it's fine. Look, okay. Do you want to learn it or not?
Yeah, I mean, yep, I want to learn it.
Please go on.
Okay, well, who would like to go first?
Allison raises her hand.
Allison, step right up.
Yes, Allison kind of like bounces out of her chair and steps up and just like holds her hands out like handcuffs.
Oh, no, I'm not going to put this on you. That feels weird and uncomfortable. You can take it and put it on your own arm.
Oh, okay.
Because that's more comfortable.
Yeah, Allison takes it and puts it on like their upper left bicep.
Yeah, and as it snaps into place, Allison, you have the most unnatural sensation you've ever had in your life. All of the power and energy that emanates from your fingertips that you never really realized is there before is gone.
Weird.
And you just know that you can't do magic.
I take my wand out and I try to cast Lumos.
And you fail.
Do I get a fail point for that?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You can't do magic, but it does make that arm super swole.
Yeah, it's like one really beefy, you're like Trogdor.
Yeah, all the magic went into your muscles.
Yeah, no, so but you are completely incapable of doing any magic. And as you demonstrate it to the class, Professor Tank says, so, what are you going to do?
Allison looks around. Can I just take it off? She tries to take it off.
Roll struggle?
Yes. Oh, that's a 4 minus 2, which is a 2.
No, you fail miserably.
Okay, it doesn't come off. I'm going to look around the room for like a blunt object or something.
This could go poorly.
Cut off
okay,
your arm.
Here's a hammer. And Professor Tank pulls a hammer out from his desk and hands it to you.
Allison is now very skeptical that the fact that Professor just had a hammer lying.
I'm handy. Front. I like to work with
my
hands.
Wait, is it one of those hammers?
Oh, no. It's a laundry hammer.
Oh, is that a laundry hammer?
Ooh, I've never seen one. Those are really like useful.
Yeah.
They have like lots of uses.
Our dad Bracer had a gnome hammer and it worked out really well. I never had to gnome the garden again.
Oh, nice.
Allison's going to take the hammer.
This podcast is not placement. Sponsored by hammers.
I don't know. I think Allison's going to put her arm on the desk so the band is like resting on the desk and then like kind of close
okay,
her eyes and
let's
squint
be careful.
And just try to like hammer it.
Oh my.
Yeah, roll struggle again, but like he says that as you, it's already too late and you're already going for it.
Okay, that is a 5 minus 2, so.
You hit your arm, your arm real bad.
Oh no!
Allison, maybe that's
not
the best way to-
You got a big bruise in your arm now.
Oh.
Alrighty. Okay. So it's stuck. What about like a potion? Can I dissolve it? Or how do I get this off?
Well, who knows how one releases Billy Bimberson's...
Does Skylar know? Would there I know about that check earlier?
Yeah, you totally do.
Okay, I explain.
Skylar explains that the only way to do it is for the wizard who owns Billy Bimberson's Unbreakable Bounding Bracelets to use the secret passcode.
Okay, so Allison looks around. Who owns the bracelets? Do you own it? Is it yours? And I look at the professor.
I would hope
it
so.
It is mine.
Okay, secret passcode. So, what's a secret passcode?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to tell you the secret passcode.
Okay.
You're going to have to find the secret passcode. This is a very advanced bit of magic.
Ooh.
Wait, so do we need to like read it from your mind? I heard about occlumency.
But I can't do magic. And Allison just like holds up her hands.
The power of friendship. We can still do magic.
Allison finger wands over to you.
I finger wand back. But I stay back because I know that
That's not actually the solution.
Yeah, well, I know that Professor Rupert Tank is trying to actually teach us a lesson on how to do it without magic, so I stay back.
Now, there are a few different ways for a wizard to enter the mind of another wizard. The first and most obvious, as Leo already pointed out, is legilimency, which is the study of using your mind to delve into the mind of another wizard. It's extremely advanced magic and on its own also fairly problematic. I would prefer not to, teach that because it's not good. Don't do that. Really just don't.
Okay. Leo puts his wand away.
So do I just have to coerce and manipulate you into giving me the answer?
I guess you could punch someone, but don't punch. Hey, class, don't do a punch. And all the Gryffindors in the back are like very upset about you saying don't do it. I am saying
wait,
don't
but
do a
like
punch.
Somebody just put a band on me that prevents me from doing magic, presumably so I won't curse them. And you're telling me not
yes,
to punch them?
Yes, and in
them?
That situation, what else am I gonna do if you with that need arm? To do a punch, I'm not gonna say you're wrong for doing it.
All right, Allison is focused. There's one way to get out of this.
Do you know about empathy?
Yes. It's where you understand the feelings of somebody else.
Right. Some might call that just knowing someone else, understanding someone else. Not really magic. I disagree. I believe that empathy is one of the strongest forces in our world. What I want you to do, Allison, is I want you to look at me and I want you to truly understand who I am. And I want you to let me know how you feel about that.
Oh, dear.
Break down my barriers. Break down my walls. And I'll tell you the password.
This is cool magic.
Alrighty. So what are you most passionate about?
It's like an interview.
Roll magic.
Ooh, magic. Ooh, that's a 10 plus 2, I'm pretty sure, because I'm pretty sure my magic is 2. Yes, 10 plus 2.
Yeah, Professor Tank grins, and he says, do you know what I'm passionate about, Allison? I'm passionate about respect, understanding, and giving my students the tools they need to succeed. In short, I'm passionate about understanding. And when he says that, the bracelet unlocks, falls off your arm, and then suddenly you feel the magic flooding back into you.
Oh.
Oh, it's over. Oh, I was going to try turning you into a ferret. So it would just fall
I'm
off
sorry,
your arm?
I'm sorry, you wanted to do what, Leo?
Your way's better for sure, but I just thought that if I transfigured her into a ferret, it would just kind of fall off her arm because it's small.
Does it tighten
arms.
If you change sizes?
Oh, yeah. What about people that are...
Anime guy?
Anime guy, yeah.
Well, I feel like they probably couldn't shift.
It's true. They can't.
Well, I'm glad. So all I have to do is just to keep you talking so you accidentally say the password.
There's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little reductive.
The code was just understanding.
I think so, too.
Let's just play a game where we go through every word in the dictionary. You first.
But I think I see what you're saying.
Aardvark.
Obviously, you value respect and understanding. So I guess the question is, and Allison, like, holds out the band in their arms to the professor, is, like, who didn't understand you when you were a child and give you the respect and tools you were looking for?
Well.
That's deep. That's really deep.
Yeah, Kevin, answer is that.
Tactical empathy.
Kevin's speechless.
I think Professor Tank looks at you a little teary-eyed, and he says, that's kind of messed up.
Allison just nods and goes, okay, you can unpack that later, and goes back and sits in her seat.
I still think it would have worked if I turned her into a ferret.
After the events of the previous episode, y'all have managed to bring the doomsday clock down from -3 to -2.
Yay.
So everybody, you guys have had significantly more time to plan this week instead of just getting it thrust upon you during a recording. Mm-hmm. So what are y'all going to do? I know you guys set up a Discord channel that I'm not allowed in.
Yeah, no Kevin's allowed.
No Kevin's
allowed.
Go
for it.
No Kevin.
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked. Guys, what are we doing?
Well, Skylar's like, you know, throughout the day, just walking up to different members of SPEW and like all of our friends in general and asking them if they would like to have their portrait say their story, the story they want told, that, you know, themed is just like whatever they want to say that would help go against removing them from school.
Okay.
We've also set up like a table in the Great Hall that we're handing these like flyers out to people. And like Freya specifically has a poster board sitting in front of her that says elves and werewolves are wizards. Change my mind. Like that.
Yeah. Like the meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's okay. like an empty seat next to her and like a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Wait, so before you go on, though, like, is this your plan? Like I said, you guys get one big roll.
Oh, yeah, per episode. Didn't we have more nutritious plans, guys?
Well, we were going to have a discussion about it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say we had some wild pitches. And I think that even you if guys we're not can doing do other, them,
yeah. we you should. Guys can do other stuff that doesn't count towards your big roll. I'm just asking, like, what's your thing that's going to end up being your big roll?
Yeah, I mean, I think the flyers that Skylar is making...
Do you want that to be the role?
Yeah, I think that once you have a couple of those made, we start passing them out, like make tons of copies of them. And
we can't vote. We're kids. I think this should go to like the wizarding community that can vote.
Oh, in Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
Listen, I think that it's worthwhile to just like figure out which students are on our side. So let's just get people who want to sign up to support SPEW. And we'll have little buttons and stuff, and like and pamphlets and all this stuff.
Guys, what if we poisoned Ganon with Veritaserum at the next rally?
Or Polyjuice potion of like a cat, you know?
We could just make him reveal to everyone that it's all a sham.
Okay, but how would we get Veritaserum?
You're talking about poisoning our political opponents.
It's not poison. They don't. It's not like.
I mean, it's not gonna kill him.
It's not gonna harm him
physically.
Consent is an issue, I suppose.
Well, but, does but Professor also, Preston like, have
Veritaserum
any?
Veritaserum is in... It's a very advanced potion. On top of that, I don't know if we would have access to making it in the same capacity that we would, like, Wolfsbane potion.
It also takes a month.
Oh, it also takes a month.
All right. Well, that was Leo's idea. What else do you guys have?
I heard about this woman during the feminist movement. She hid in a closet in Parliament so that when the census came around, she was the only one who was in residence, and so she got to file her taxes as head of household.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Wait, how does that apply? What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
okay, so maybe not. So this thing I think is just like us handing out these flyers, right? But for the future... I kind of wanted to see if I could roll to see if Freya knew anything about her father's scheduling as far as, like, where he is campaigning and if that aligns with Hogsmeade at all.
You want to try to find your dad at Hogsmeade?
Yes, because if he was campaigning there, we could poison him, but not poison him.
Man, we're really big on this poison thing.
What if we could somehow prove that he was involved with the book that feeds on all magic?
I don't know. We could at least call him out at the press conference, right? You could be like, "Hey, I'm your kid, and you're not putting family first."
So, here's what I'll say. I think you can roll to find out if Ganon is going to be at Hogsmeade.
So I rolled a 5, but I'm going to use my house benefit to re-roll it. Okay, That's much better. That's 12.
Yeah, so, no, with the 12, you actually find an article from a few weeks ago as you're coming through Old Daily Prophets in the library. And you know that he's actually doing an event the week before the election in Hogsmeade.
Oh, perfect.
Are you still thinking about poisoning him?
I don't know yet. I'll think of something before now and then. It's fine.
I am scrolling back through our private chat, and it is alarming how much we just talked about poisoning them, and
like the whole
and
thing,
also
right?
and also whether or not we would be tried as minors if we got caught.
There's a lot of stuff. Pay attention in there. To who those people are.
That's all.
But yeah, I think this time, I think maybe Skylar should roll for for handing out all of the flyers. Yeah.
So, yeah. What am I rolling for exactly, Kevin?
So here's what I think we should do. We're going to have one big inspire roll from you. I need you to montage style convince all of these people. And then the convince will be succeed or fail based on that roll in aggregate for everyone.
Okay.
And if it fails, you can still use Jonas's poster, but it'll just be Jonas.
Right. Got it. Like, I'm going to say this speech to everyone I come across.
Well, why don't we get the core group together first? You know, like Jonas, Teddy, Teresa, Jeremy, Lydia. You know, just like a lot of the people that were there at the party.
Yeah, like we could have like a spew meeting and then...
And then we'll go from there into activism.
Got it. So let's just imagine, like, we'll do it with the spew group first. I'll say my speech. And then after that happens, I go out and we all just like kind of tell the whole school what's going on.
Yeah, we can meet up in the room that is the thing that we require.
The room. Oh, yeah. Teddy called it the room of requirement.
All right. Yeah. So spew has assembled. There's like 25 people in this room. They're all kind of unruly, talking amongst themselves, kind of wondering, like, what's this all about?
Okay. Students, friends, I call upon you today in this urgent time where we have someone running as the new minister who believes that a large portion of us don't belong at Hogwarts or in the magical community at all. They're spreading hateful messages to our wizarding community. And I know that we can't even vote, but I know that although we are in a younger generation, we still have our own voice. And we should be screaming for our own rights so that in the future there's not someone who's alone at home, not going to Hogwarts, who doesn't have a voice because we didn't yell loud enough. So this is our time to share what we have to say, and I have a plan. If you want to step up and say your story, I will be painting portraits of students and enchanting them to tell your story and what you have to say so we can continue coming to school and continue learning magic and being part of the magical community, because you all belong here. The end.
Yeah.
Okay, roll inspire.
Okay. I am not one for making speeches, personally. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. On my new fancy dice, too, I got a 6 and a 5.
Very nice.
That's a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So that is a success. Oh my gosh, that worked out so well.
Okay, yeah. And the entire room erupts in cheers. Clapping. Woo-hoo! They're all jumping up and like tussling your hair and hugging you, and like there's just like a lot of energy in this room. Everybody's really excited. Skylar, I need you to roll 2d6 to see if you can
handle it.
Handle all that emotion.
All right, that's a 6 and a 3, 6, 7, 8. That's a 9.
Plus magic.
Oh, 11.
Okay, yes. Yeah, you succeed. You're able to kind of just like take deep breaths. This is like basically equivalent to a scene from the end of year Quidditch match that you had last year.
Oh, yeah.
It is so exciting. And as this crowd leaves the room, they are determined. They know what they need to do. You all work on these flyers. You pass them out. Throughout not just Hogsmeade, but the school itself, too. And over the next couple of weeks, it seems like the tide is really starting to turn, especially within Hogwarts. You see, like, this, the school has, like, really come out in force in support of everything that you're saying and doing. Like, there's a lot of kids who just hadn't really thought about politics before that are like, yeah, everybody should have rights. That's a reasonable thing that everybody should have, and it's crazy that we're even having conversations about it being any other way. Hogwarts is a buzz. Hogsmeade is a buzz. It's really, really starting to infect the entire community. With that perfect roll, you add +2 to the doomsday clock, which is now at 0.
Nice. What? That's so good.
Wow. Yay. Holy crap.
Success.
Nicely done.
Okay. Now I'm going to make a copy of each person who decided to share their story, package that up, and I would like to borrow Allison's owl, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And mail it to the our current Minister of Magic and write a note inside for me.
Sure. Yeah.
Dear! And,
oh, okay. You're going to say it out loud. That's fine.
Dear! I knew you weren't going to expect that. Dear Minister Granger, my name is Skylar Ashglen, and I currently am a student at Hogwarts. I heard about your opponent's views and wanted to show you that we support you here at Hogwarts. I put in parentheses, not all of us, but no, I don't do that.
I think that's great.
That we support you here at Hogwarts and that we want to share our stories with everyone. And I wish you the very best. Go spew, Skylar Ashglen. And I offer the card to all my friends, Caleb, Allison, Freya, Leo, if they want to sign it too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Leo,
yeah.
Sign it. It's definitely going to sign it.
Finger wounds.
The last thing we see is a pair of hands putting that letter with your words on it and all of your signatures on a desk. And then the camera pans up just a little bit to see some very bushy hair and a wry smile.